Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Don't look now, but Halloween is on the way. And if you don't have an idea for a costume, don't worry, because our fashionista, Annie Page, is going to help you out right now. Morning, Annie.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. You know, love it or hate it, Halloween has become crazy popular. It's crazy expensive, am I right?
Yes.
Well, every year I give you a list of DIY costumes, and this year is no exception, because this year I've got some really, really fun ones that you can go stretch your closet and look adorable. So there's no need to be a Debbie Downer and not go to the party.
Yeah, no Debbie Downers allowed.
That's right. So my favorite DIY costume this year is a Publisher's Clearinghouse winner.
What's that?
Basically, you dress up in anything that you'd be wearing when you received unexpected guests, probably like slippers and a house robe and your hair in rollers, and you walk around carrying a large bouquet of balloons and an oversized check that says you are the winner, Publisher's Clearinghouse.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? It's my favorite one this year.
That's really good.
The other one that's so simple is, what about a mail order bride? If you have a white dress or an old wedding dress and a veil, put that on, carry flowers, and then put postage stickers all over you from either FedEx, or UPS, or the post office.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bride.
Yep.
I mean, it's super easy to be a zombie, right? And with all of the shows like The Walking Dead and all the zombie shows, people are crazy for that. And a zombie is really simple. All you need is shredded clothes, which you can get out of your closet, because I'm sure you haven't worn many of them in a long, long time.
What?
And you just need some baby powder in your hair, some fake blood, and black eyeshadow in strategic places, and boom, you're a zombie.
Good, yeah.
You can kind of put lighter foundation if you want to. I mean, you kind of make your skin a little bit lighter.
Yeah, baby powder will do that, or a lighter foundation, whatever you want to use.
Okay, well, I mean, it's Michigan, and we're all pasty white right now, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, good point.
Well, another one that I love is a scarecrow, and this can be done really easily. All you need is some denim jeans or maybe overalls, some boots, a plaid shirt, a hat, and then strategic cosmetics. And I have some things posted on my Pinterest page on how to create scarecrow makeup, so you can go and do that. And then the last one that's so simple is a fortune teller, right? All you need is a skirt, a top, lots of scarves, beads, and a scarf in your hair. And this could work as a fortune teller or a swashbuckler or a pirate or, you know, a gypsy. There's lots of ways to pull this off, but fortune teller is a fun one for this year.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, for more tips, you know, I pin lots of things to my Pinterest page, so you can go and you can see things there. You can also pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and head to my website, sensestyle.com.
Well, what are you going to do for Halloween? We didn't ask you.
I think I'm going to be the Publisher's Clearinghouse, because it's just so fun and easy, and it's so cute.
Please send us pictures. I love that idea.
Yeah, I will, most definitely. I'm not going to be with my kids this year. I'm going to be on the other side of the earth. In Los Angeles, doing a project there, but I'll be with a bunch of girls, and I think that's exactly what I'm going to do, so I'll send you some pictures.
So cute.
Please do. She's our fashionista, Andy Page. Thank you, and have a great, great day.
Oh, so good. Thank you, Count Dracula. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.